So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Good morning, Indianapolis. Welcome to the 411. WBDG's news show. It is Tuesday, January 14th, 7:45 a.m., 10 degrees outside, high of 22, low of 6 degrees.
Ow.
Yeah. It's cold.
I'm not going to have a fun time today, am I?
What, are you outside a lot today?
Well, no, but I have to be outside.
But, like, why?
To go into the building.
Oh, that's like 30 seconds.
No. No, I park in the back of the parking lot at Avon High School, and it's like a football field long.
Well, why did you park in the back?
Because it's the only spots that are open.
Oh. That kind of sounds like a skill issue, I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to hit you with a pipe.
That wouldn't be enjoyable for me.
I wonder if the listeners would enjoy that.
No, they wouldn't.
Would they enjoy hearing a man get hit with a pipe in the morning?
No, they wouldn't. I can guarantee it. I
think they would love that.
I know the listeners more than you do.
The listeners are my mom and dad.
Well, I know them better than you do.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
No.
Anyways, welcome to the 411. I'm Miles Prong, joined here by Kieran Zandullo.
Hello.
Yeah, let's get to the news, yo.
I didn't have an apple this morning, so I can't crunch it into the mic.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, but I can chug this carton of milk.
No, please, that's not necessary.
I will be drinking it. You just don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, that's. I would prefer that, yes. So the slew of Presidential Medals of Freedom were given out by President Joe Biden last week. And probably my favorite person that got honored with one was Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, who else got president?
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I saw that.
Liz Cheney, which was out of left field, but honestly, fair enough.
Jose Andres, he's a Spanish American chef. Bono from U2. Ash Carter, the 25th Secretary of Defense. Hillary Clinton, you know who Hillary Clinton is. Michael J. Fox. Tim Gill, a visionary entrepreneur whose work has advanced LGBTQI rights and equality. I'm not going to lie, I don't know who that person is. Dr. Jane Goodall. Fannie Lou Hamer, posthumously, transformed the struggle for racial justice in America. Magic Johnson. Robert Francis Kennedy. Ralph Lauren. Lionel Messi. Bill Nye. George Romney. David M. Rubenstein. George Soros. George Stevens. Denzel. And Anna Wintour, a renowned fashion icon. So yeah, there are this year's Presidential Medals of Freedom. And also something that happened, some awards that got given out, was the Golden Globes this year. Best Motion Picture or Best Drama Picture, The Brutalist. Best Musical or Comedy Picture, Emilia Perez. How that won over Wicked, I will never understand. Best Animated Picture, Flo. Best Motion Picture That Isn't in English, Emilia Perez. Best TV Series, Musical or Comedy, Hacks. Best Drama Series, Shogun. Best Original Score for a Movie, Challengers. Cinematic and
Box. Hold on. Challengers won for Original Score when Dune Part 2 came out this year.
And Wicked.
Well, a Wicked's not an original score, it's an adaptation.
But, like,
it doesn't count for the category.
That's dumb.
But Challengers, the tennis movie with Zendaya?
Uh-huh. Where she's, like, you know, in a love triangle or whatever.
I'm gonna riot.
I'm gonna riot.
I'm gonna riot.
So Wicked got cinematic and box office achievement, whatever that means.
Okay, here's another thing I have to know. Is Mufasa on any of these?
I don't think so.
Good, because I was going to say, if it ended up on those and Sonic the Hedgehog didn't, oh, I was going to have words with someone.
I haven't seen either of those, so I have no idea.
You should watch one of them.
Sonic?
Yes.
Yeah. Best performance by an actor in a musical or comedy TV series, Jeremy Allen White for The Bear.
Yeah.
Best performance by a female actor in a TV series, musical or comedy, Jean Smart from Hacks. Best musical or comedy performance by a male actor for a movie, Sebastian Stan for A Different Man.
Mm-hmm.
That rhymed. Best performance by a female actor in a motion picture, musical or comedy, Demi Moore for The Substance.
Mm-hmm.
Best performance by a male actor in a motion picture drama, Adrian Brody for The Brutalist.
Mm.
Best performance by a female actor in a motion picture drama, Fernanda Torres in I'm Still Here. Best performance by a female actor in a television drama series, Anna Sawai for Shogun.
Good.
Best performance by a male actor in a drama series, Hiroyuki Sanada for Shogun.
Good.
Best performance by a female actor in a supporting role in any motion picture, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. Best performance by a male actor in a supporting role in any motion picture, Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain.
Woo.
Best director, motion picture, Brady Corbett for The Brutalist. And that is, you know, the basics of the Golden Globes is here.
Let's hope the Academy is better.
The Academy is better.
Well, no.
Yes.
Well, no.
Yes.
No, because they're owned by Disney.
That don't matter. The Academy is better. No, the Academy is better.
The Academy made a statement that Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Transformers 1 weren't eligible to be nominated because they were released after the deadline date for nominations.
Okay. That makes total sense.
But Mufasa came out the same day as Sonic the Hedgehog, and it got nominated.
Okay. Well, those two movies will be nominated next year.
Miles, you're not understanding
those
me.
Those two movies will be nominated
Miles,
next year,
you're
so
not
what does
hearing
it matter?
Me. That's not what the point is. Those two movies came out after the deadline.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay, yeah, and then Mufasa came out the same day.
The same day.
Who cares?
But it's able to get... Me!
It's not going
to
win anything.
Yes, it will, because Disney owns the thing.
Well, then Transformers 1 will be nominated next year.
No,
so
they won't. They won't, they won't nominate anything. They will not nominate those movies.
Yes, they will.
No,
come
they
on.
Won't.
Yes, they will.
Miles, I have been paying attention to the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes for so long because it means such an amount to me that it shouldn't. But I get so invested in these stupid award shows. I know what I'm talking about. Anytime a large group of people say, this is one of the best movies I've ever seen, people will immediately, that are in charge of the award shows, will be like, okay, so these guys are all stupid and don't know what they're talking about, so we're not going to include it in the show.
Mm-hmm.
They did it for Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. One of the most beautifully animated movies that I've seen, one of the best movies I've seen, didn't even get nominated for Best Animated.
Okay. Then they figured it wasn't the best animated.
Dude. You haven't listened to a word that I said.
It's not just because it's Disney.
It is absolutely Disney.
All right, if that's what you think. But I don't think that's how that works. Because Last Wish, good animation, mediocre in my opinion.
Outrageous.
So in Canada, we're not Canadian, but in Canada, well, I mean, we will be part, or Canada will be part of us. I don't know if you heard. President-elect Trump said that he wants to, this is also kind of news. He says he wants to take the Panama Canal back from Panamanian control. He wants to take Greenland, and he wants to make Canada the 51st state of the United States.
None of which are likely to happen, by the way.
Uh-huh. But
he's floating the idea around.
He's darn sure gonna try.
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently, he's had, like, direct conversations with Trudeau about trying to annex Canada.
Uh-huh.
And then the second Trudeau said, well, hey, maybe we can take some of your blue states in like, a trade, right?
Yeah, he was out.
Yeah, Donald Trump immediately was just like,
And he was out as prime minister, is what I was about to say. Yeah, Justin Trudeau, the 23rd prime minister of Canada, has announced that he'll be resigning as a leader of Canada's governing party after nearly a decade in office. He'll continue as prime minister until a new Liberal Party member has been chosen. But back to that Trump thing. He said he's going to maybe use military force on the Panama Canal. Definitely going to put a lot of economic pressure on Canada and Greenland so that, you know, they are forced to be one with us. Tom Holland and Zendaya are reportedly engaged, as Zendaya was seen wearing a ring on... or was seen wearing a ring at the Golden Globes, you know, an engagement ring. And, yeah, so sources close to the couple tell TMZ that the Spider-Man star popped the question between Christmas and New Year's. So how fun.
Look at that.
The FTC's updated click-to-cancel rule effective the 14th, which is today. So effective today, businesses need... or are mandated to provide easy subscription cancellations mirroring sign-up simplicity. Sellers must disclose terms clearly, secure informed consent, and allow cancellation during or via the same medium used for sign-up. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's click to cancel. So instead of going through a bunch of hoops and whatever, you know, you just go to your profile and you hit cancel instead of having to, you know, do a bunch of extra stuff on things you never use. So, good job, FTC. I like that. Let's see. I don't care about that. Oh, yeah, here we go. Mark Zuckerberg introduced new changes coming to Instagram, including community notes.
Sweet. Love that more people are doing that now, actually.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a lifesaver on Twitter.
Not even a lifesaver, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The
seeing people get, like, just...
utterly dunked on.
It's so great.
And, like, I forget what it... Oh, you know, like, those people that, you know, post clips or pictures, and it has the stake ad in the bottom, which is a gambling service?
Yeah.
And the community, or the guy that did all the community notes for it, just got more tired and tired of reporting it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just like...
It was the same account every time.
Yeah, and it was like, the community note was like, this post...
contains an undisclosed ad for the gambling website, Stake.
Which goes against the terms of service, whatever.
And then, goes along.
And then the more and more that this account did this... the more and more he got so just like, oh my God, you get the point. You get the point. There's stake in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty great. But yeah, so that'll be coming to Instagram. You know.
They should put that on TikTok.
They should put that on TikTok. TikTok is getting banned. So
but US. It got an extension.
Oh, it did?
Well, so they introduced a bill to extend it.
Oh, cool.
They're fighting it in the Senate. I think this week, actually.
Yeah, cool.
Extending it to October.
Here we go. All Chicago city buildings now run on 100% clean energy. Fun fact. That finished up recently. They've been doing that for a long time, obviously. But 411 city-owned buildings with renewable energy or offsetting their emissions... their emissions, rather, and they aim to power all buildings within city limits with renewables by 2035. How fun. Toyota announces their plans to make space rockets. They made its first foray into space exploration, announcing a partnership with Japanese spaceflight company Interstellar Technologies during CES 2025. Chairman Akio Toyoda revealed the company's investment of 7 billion yen, which is around $44 million, to support Interstellar's work on small launch vehicles for satellite development. Yeah. This move aligns with Toyota's broader vision of mobility beyond Earth and aims to develop communication networks for Woven City, its futuristic smart city at the foot of Mount Fuji. Why do they have a futuristic smart city? That's stupid. It's really stupid. So the Batman 2 was delayed by a year. I don't know if you heard that. So now instead of 2025 or 2026 rather, it'll be coming out 2027. October 1st is the release date. And Matt Reeves, the director, said that the villain of the Batman 2 will be surprising. Speaking at the Golden Globes, Reeves declined to confirm rumors about Mr. Freeze being the main antagonist, but revealed that the villain will showcase a new side of Robert Pattinson's Batman. I think the story is a continuation in a certain way and is completely different in another, Reeves said, adding, it's going to show you a different side to Rob. It's going to be really cool. And he also confirmed that the film's script is progressing well and production is set to start this year. So, hoorah!
Hoorah.
For all of the Batman fans out there.
I love the Batman.
Let's see. A live-action Helldivers movie is in the works at Sony Pictures. The announcement was made during Sony's CES 2025 press conference, with the project being a collaboration between Sony and PlayStation Productions. Currently, the film is in the early stages of development, and no cast or release date have been confirmed. That could be fun. What? Huh? Oh. No, that's dumb. I'm not reading that. Kevin O'Leary is trying to buy TikTok, the dude from Shark Tank. Or at least he was as of 6 days ago. They might be still, you know, working out a deal and whatnot. But at the moment, he is the front runner to buy the platform. So that could be interesting. One of the biggest paradigm shifts in the history of TV happened last Monday on January 6th. Obviously, I'm a very big WWE fan, but they are the first weekly TV show, not just a special event or you know, like the roast of Tom Brady or the Jake Paul fight, that is streaming on Netflix. So they are... I mean, it's the first time in 32 years that Monday Night Raw is not on, or that wrestling in general, but Monday Night Raw in particular, is not on network television. It was on the USA Network for 29 years, and then Fox, I think, for three. And now it's moving over to Netflix. And the first episode did very, very well. They've been advertising the living bejesus out of it. So, obviously, a lot of people were tuned in, and it ended up, I think, 5 million viewers in 2.9 million households, which is around four times as bigger as a normal viewership week on just regular TV for Monday Night Raw. So, excited to see how that goes moving forward, and in case you've been living under a rock, the WWE is on fire right now.
Yeah.
So obviously, Astrobot won the Game Awards, or won Game of the Year at the Game Awards.
Still upset about that. You will never not make me not upset about that. Just keep going.
After playing it, it deserved it 1,000%.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to forever argue against it. Continue, please.
So, it has achieved a significant milestone by securing 104 Game of the Year awards, making it the most awarded platformer in history. This accomplishment surpasses the previous record held by It Takes Two, which garnered 88 Game of the Year awards in 2021. Man, that's a lot of game awards. So Sony is taking gaming immersion to the next level with its newly unveiled Future Immersive Entertainment concept, which introduces sense and other sensory experience to PlayStation games. Revealed at CES 2025, this groundbreaking system transforms gaming into a multi-sensory experience, allowing players to see, hear, or even smell their way through iconic titles like The Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima, etc.
Hang on. I really think that the way that's worded is really funny. Be able to see, hear, or smell your way through titles as if you couldn't already do two of those things.
Yes, I kind of did notice that when I was reading it.
That's hilarious. It will allow you to see, hear, and smell. We could already see and hear. What are we going to be able...
Allowing players to see, hear, or even play as people in the video games.
Sources say that the new PlayStation console will allow you to connect a controller to the device to move around in-game.
But the setup features a room-sized box with video screens on every wall, delivering an all-encompassing video and or visual and audio experience.
Oh, so it's a volume.
It's a room.
The volume is what they call that. It's like what they use on like the Star Wars stuff now. It's literally just a large dome-shaped screen that projects the environment around.
Then I guess that's what that is.
Yeah.
In a trailer showcasing the technology, players navigate The Last of Us with added elements like atmospheric sounds and scents to enhance the gameplay. Sony describes Project as a proof of concept that combines crystal LED panels, advanced audio, haptics, and smells. The concept aligns with Sony's vision of narrative everywhere, where its stories transcend traditional mediums.
Transcend so, traditional mediums.
Yeah.
Things like, like Madam Web and Morbius.
Oh, well. Yep.
I'm so glad that those movies are done.
Yeah, they've completely just axed that whole independent universe.
You know a funny thing that the guy that was in charge of that said?
But
he said, I'm disappointed that they did so poorly. They're not bad movies. People just started hating on them the second they released.
Because they were bad movies.
Because they were bad movies.
let's see.
It was also revealed that they had the rights to use Spider-Man at any time.
Oh, yeah, and they just chose not to.
They chose not to because they said, we know what the fans want. No, the fans wanted Spider-Man in the dang movies.
Yeah, no, like, who cares about the Spider-Man villains without Spider-Man?
You can't give me a Kraven the Hunter movie starring Aaron Taylor-Johnson as Kraven the Hunter with an American accent, British actor, Russian character, American voice. What the heck? And then they didn't put Tom Holland Spider-Man in it. Or any Spider-Man, for that matter. It could have been a completely different guy. But if you said, that's Spider-Man, I would have been fine. But no. No, instead, in Madam Web, we got a flashback of Peter Parker's dad. And that's it.
That movie sucked.
That's it.
Oh, what was that? Hold on.
I don't think I will
ever. He was in the Amazon with my mom while she was researching spiders right before she died.
I know. I love the exposition that they put in that movie.
Like, it's just great.
You want to know another actual line from that movie?
What?
You are the madam of this web. You are Madam Web.
Oh, my God.
I swear the movie was written by ChatGPT.
It's like Morbius 2, it's Morbin time. Or everyone was waiting for, in Morbius, he would say, it's Morbin time, but it never happened.
Actually, in a recent Morbius comic run, he turned a guy into a vampire, and the dude looked at himself and he was like, sweet, it's Morbin time.
Oh my God.
In the comic.
That's just great. Former President Jimmy Carter finally, that sounds bad. He died, but I said finally because he's been clinging on for years now.
He's finally died.
That sounded a lot worse than how I... That sounded a lot worse than how I meant it. I just meant because he's had so many health problems.
Oh my god. I'm quoting that immediately.
Former President Jimmy Carter has finally died.
Well, no, I didn't mean like, oh, finally. I meant like, you know, he was 100 years old. He's had a million health issues over the last, like, 5-ish years. Like, it's just a surprise he's clung on so long. But yeah.
Finally died.
But yeah, Jimmy Carter died at the age of 100, and the funeral was held, or there was the state funeral in D.C. And yeah, there was a lot of eulogies, a lot of different things, you know? So
former President Jimmy Carter has finally died. Miles Sprong, January 14th, 2025.
Perfect. So Elon Musk and Tesla have made some robots. I don't know if you saw that or if you've seen that. Kim Kardashian has one, or Kylie Jenner, a Kardashian.
So. One of the Kardashians.
One of the Kardashians has one of the robots. Like, they're just being sent out to, you know, celebrities and whatever.
I just want to see one of those robots because I know that they look so stupid.
Tesla robot. Kim.
Like, I just kind of want to. I want to interact with one of those things.
Hold on, if it would. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
But, yeah. So Elon Musk says that Tesla will produce up to 1 million robots by 2027. Yeah, it's the Optimus robot. Speaking in an online interview, Musk projected a future where robots outnumber humans 5-1.
Why would you want that? Is it because he's sad that his own children won't talk to him, so he had to make mechanical ones?
It's because he's getting money.
I don't think it's because he's losing a lot of money, Miles.
Yeah, I know. Andy Muschietti says that they have a 3-season plan for the It prequel series, Welcome to Derry, which is going to have each season set in a different era, the first season being 1962, then 1935, then 1908. The series will delve into catastrophic events from Stephen King's novel, such as the Black Spot Fire, the Bradley Gang Massacre, and the Kitchener Ironworks Explosion. Each marking Pennywise's reemergence every 27 years. That'll be interesting.
I have a fun one for you. A fun little.
What would that news bit. Be, good sir?
The Nintendo Direct for where the new Switch console games and stuff will be discussed and revealed. Streams taking place today, around 40 minutes long, starts 7 a.m. Pacific time. And
so in 2 hours, an hour and 45 minutes.
But here's the fun bit. Here's their announcement on Twitter. Join us for a Nintendo Direct live stream focused on the Nintendo Switch 2 and upcoming games in the coming months. There will be no mention of the Nintendo Switch successor during this presentation.
You just said
exactly. Yeah, okay. Hey guys, here's this new live stream we're gonna do where we're gonna talk about all the new things that our new console can do. Also, we're not gonna talk about our new console at all.
Yeah, no, that's so stupid.
Like, what does this mean? So I'll have to watch the stream to know what's going on.
Yeah, like
that was a yawn, I promise.
Like, I hate everything about that.
Yep.
Let's see.
Waiting for the Nintendo Switch 2 to not be any better. It's going to have the same graphics, the same processing. The only thing that changed is the color.
No, they said, apparently, according to technical insiders, this one has, like, the processing power of the PS4 as a handheld.
That's 10 years over.
As a handheld device, Kieran.
Dog, it's going to have, like...
You know what games they made on PS4?
500 megs of storage.
You know what games they made on PS4?
What?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Do you know how much processing... Which is a gorgeous game. Listen, if it has the same processing power...
another gorgeous game.
It's going to have like 500 megs of storage tops.
Okay.
It won't be able to keep more than two games on it at once.
Okay. I don't know. That's just what I'd be hearing.
It's not going to be a good console. I'm feeling this one. I'm feeling confident on that.
The 3.7 magnitude earthquake struck Francisco.
What?
San Francisco.
There you go.
On the 10th. It was approximately 3 miles northwest of the San Francisco Zoo near the San Andreas Fault at a depth of about 5 miles. But there are no immediate reports of injuries or significant property damage. Thank goodness. Let's see. Here we go. So Christopher Nolan is coming out with a new movie, or is making a new movie, rather.
Yeah.
And it's set on the Odyssey.
Ooh.
It's going to be, or it is estimated to have a $250 million budget. And it's had, I'm trying to think of all the people in it, but hold on.
The Odyssey, like the epic poem, the Odyssey?
Yeah.
Huh. Is it going to be anything like Epic the Musical, or is it just going to be another Nolan movie where it's just like...
I'm assuming it's just going to be another Nolan movie.
Where it's just absolutely insane and you can't fathom what's going on the screen?
Confirmed names for the movie.
If I hear Dwayne Johnson, I'm going to leave the room.
No, he's not confirmed. Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Zendaya, Lupita Nyong'o.
Hey, Lupita Nyong'o is good.
Robert Pattinson and Charlize Theron.
Okay. I need to take a minute because I heard Tom Holland and Zendaya for the Odyssey. I need to take a minute. Not to rant. I'm just gonna stand up.
Why is that? Is that a bad thing?
I don't like it when those two are in things together other than the Spider-Man movie.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like they have very forced chemistry, and I don't like it in movies.
Okay.
In real life, they're fine, but it feels awkward when they're on screen. I will be back. I'm just going to walk outside the room real quick, and then I'll come right back.
Okay. So this is probably the saddest news that I've heard ever in my life.
And that it's Tom Holland and Zendaya are in Christopher Nolan's next movie.
That is not at all, because I think that both of them are fantastic. Shrek 5 has been delayed.
That's not that bad.
An entire year, Kieran.
That's not bad. Dude, it's been delayed for 12 years already. What's another one to the pile?
It's coming out the end of 2026. How much?
You know what else is coming out in 2026?
At the end of 2026.
Dog, 2026 is going to be a year. Because that's when we're supposed to get the next Spider-Verse movie. Seeing things go well. That's when we're going to get GTA 6.
No, that comes out this year.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it 2026. Does.
Summer of 2026. That's what it said in the trailer.
That's objectively false.
No, it's not.
In the Rockstar Games
In the
trailer.
Rockstar Games trailer, it said summer 2026.
That's not true.
It is true. I watched it this morning.
The one from a year ago?
Yes, from a year ago.
Coming 2025. It says it in the thumbnail.
What? No, it doesn't.
It says it in the thumbnail of the video.
Show me the thing.
Hold on. Let me... Oh, hold on. Coming 2025.
I've been lied to. My eyes have betrayed me, and I have nothing left.
I think you just need to clean your glasses.
No, I need new ones.
Fair enough. But, yeah, so Shrek 5 has been delayed until December 23rd, 2026, which I hate so much. Oh.
Wait, how in the hell is GTA coming out this year? It's been in, it's like in the earliest of early development. Have you not seen the, like, development leaks that happened last year? where they showed it like in the pre-build. They hadn't even done rendering or anything yet. They had just finished the driving mechanics.
Who knows if that's even real?
It was real because the guy that leaked it got arrested and fined for $250,000.
It could have been an earlier build. Who knows?
What? I give up.
I'm just saying it could have been an earlier build. So, Beast Games is the reality series hosted by Mr. Beast, where, you know, the winner gets $5 million. And it is the most watched show on Prime Video in over 50 countries since its debut. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all there is.
It's also not performing very well in like the grand scheme of Mr. Beast products.
Yeah.
It's not been doing good.
But it's been watched by a lot of people.
A lot, but not as many as he expected it to be. He seems to forget that most of his 300 million subscribers are children and that none of them have Amazon Prime subscriptions.
Here we go. Elon Musk's Neuralink aims to implant up to 30 individuals this year with brain implants, so I guess we'll see how that goes. Grant Gustin says he's open to returning as the Flash.
I would love that, actually. Okay. James Gunn is doing his new DC thing, right? Mm-hmm. Superman is coming out next year. No, this year, isn't it?
I think it's next year.
Isn't it? I thought it was like the very end of this year. I thought it was like Christmas or something around then.
Okay, yeah, 2025.
Yeah.
July 11th.
Yeah, okay. But anyways, hyped for that. Looks great. But he said that he's already done a lot of like casting old actors for newer roles. Jason Momoa is Lobo now, which is sick, instead of Aquaman, which is great. Like, I love Jason Momoa. He was not Aquaman. But Lobo? Absolutely. I would love Grant Gustin back as the Flash.
Yeah, I never watched the show, but I heard he was good.
Oh, he was the only good part of the show. Listen, he's a phenomenal actor. The CW Flash show sucked for so many reasons, but he was not one of them. I love that guy. I love Grant Gustin.
So, Kai Cenat is planning on doing an Arkham marathon on his stream, and he's in talks with Warner Bros. For his Batman stream, featuring real life Batcave props and cars from the movies.
He really is just like iCarly in real life, in all honesty. Uh-huh.
Oh, did you see the iShow Speed got the got permission to stream?
All episodes of One Piece from Funimation. What is it? Crunchyroll?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
I don't know. Whatever company owns One Piece.
But he got permission to stream every episode of One Piece. And because of that, he's going to start doing a watch-along stream, whatever.
Yep, he's doing a marathon.
Yeah, and someone was like, he's going to do this until he's dead.
Yeah, it's a long show.
Yeah, like it's like they just won't stop making One Piece. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, so obviously, obviously not trying to beat a dead horse or anything. You've probably all heard a bunch about it, but the wildfires in LA are going on all around. Shout out to the first responders and everything. But there's been a lot of people, rich and poor, that have been relocated and need some need a ton more help than others.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
some of which a lot of the notable people that have had to evacuate that have lost a lot of things. Dropout Comedy, the big guys behind College Humor.
Yeah.
A good chunk of their writers and their film, their camera operators have lost pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Josh Rubin, one of the main like cast members there, He's a director of a lot of small indie films. He's a big contributor to independent film and literature. He lost his entire estate in the fire. Just all of it gone.
Yeah, like it's bad. But yeah, again, it's,
Markiplier's fine though.
Yeah, he had to be relocated.
He had to be evacuated, but he, his dogs and his girlfriend are fine.
But yeah, so it's affecting everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Again, some a lot more than others.
The one guy whose house was completely fine just because it was made out of concrete.
Kawhi Leonard, he's a basketball player. His house, like every house around him, burned down except for his in his neighborhood. And someone said something like, "Man, even Kawhi's house plays good defense."
It's like because it's made out of concrete.
But yeah. So again, you don't really hear, or you hear a lot about the celebrities that have lost their homes, but not nearly as much about
you. Don't care about the celebrities. You care about the people that also live in LA.
The people that are scraping to get by, and now you know because it's such a big thing, have to. Live off of Joe Biden sending out $770 one-time payments to wildfire victims.
Especially knowing that, unfortunately, next administration is not going to be delivering a lot of aid.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, who knows? It's mismanaged on all sides over there, Democrat or Republican. It is not being managed well.
No. Most of the support and the aid is coming from Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, like the California government. I mean, it's obviously really tragic, and the government's not handling well. So that is going to wrap it up for the 411. Sorry to end on a downer like that, but
we still have 3 minutes left. Do you want to do the rapid fire?
I don't have any more.
I could rapid fire.
I guess I could go earlier than just. This week.
It's been 3 weeks since we've had a show.
Yeah, but like I only do the last week. That's how I do things, yo.
It's been a month.
I know, but I only do the last week. That's how I've always done it.
But it's been a month.
But I only do it from the last week.
You can change it.
The Chicago Bulls are retiring Derrick Rose's number one, or their his number one jersey. So, no one for the Chicago Bulls will wear number one again. Mark Ruffalo and Kieran Culkin had a little interaction in 2000 on a stage play in which Kieran Culkin, or Mark Ruffalo had a prop marijuana thingy, marijuana joint.
Mm-hmm.
But Kieran Culkin swapped it with a real one, and Mark Ruffalo got super messed up on stage. Unfortunately, filmmaker Jeff Baena, more people know him probably as Aubrey Plaza's husband, did pass away of suicide at the age of 47 on the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
In
a happier note, Jackie Chan at 70 years old is rehearsing and working on a new movie in which he does a lot of martial arts to protect a CGI baby panda from a bunch of bad guys.
How fun.
Yeah.
The total global box office gross for 2024 was $8.72 billion. Slightly below 2023, which had $9 billion rather. But it still exceeded expectations.
The Wolfman from the same people that made the Invisible Man remake is releasing soon, and it looks great, so you should watch it.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to watch that, I'm not going to lie.
Apparently, they take place within the same universe.
GTA 6 is coming out this year at some point. Still no release date.
Probably summer.
Probably somewhere in the summer, yeah. But GTA 6, just based on sales, or just based on pre-orders, sales, and whatever in-game purchases inevitably come in from online, GTA 6 is projected to make $3.2 billion in its first year. Yes, that is billion with a B, with the projections coming at $1 billion from pre-ordering alone. So now that's gonna do it for the 411. I have been Miles Sprong. He has been Kieran Sandulo. It's cold out. Bundle up. I know I'm not. But you should, because you're smarter than I am.
I'm gonna go beat somebody with a lead pipe.
That is not enjoyable. Oh, tonight, me and Tyler Stout on the call here at Ben Davis for boys basketball. Ben Davis taking on Perry Meridian in the first round of the Marion County tournament, and that broadcast starts at 6:30. So yeah, that's gonna do it. Deuces, yo.
Bye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.